This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Tara.
Do you remember, and I know you do, you were around then, what the images from Iraq look like? Americans were fascinated because we hadn't seen a real war in, you know, decades.
Yeah, live on TV.
Yeah, and I mean, Desert Storm, sure, but that was quick. It was over. There wasn't a lot of imagery of that, you know, fighting street to street.
Yeah.
With the danger of every footstep that you took, an IED might blow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With images of Iraqi citizens throwing rocks at our troops, throwing bombs at our troops, sometimes grenades, but often just whatever debris that they could find.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the iconic image. You can still see it. I mean, it's memes. I mean, it's all over the place. And from Afghanistan, too, of the columns of military vehicles
having
to clear block by block by block to get to their destination.
Yeah, and the IED, constant threat of an annihilation on the road.
Every moment was.
And you have reporters on the network, of course, embedded was the term, with units, active units.
And it was very dangerous.
It was.
I saw that yesterday in California.
There we go. Yeah.
No, but I did.
I understand. Yeah, if you
I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. It was Iraq, except minus the IEDs.
Yeah, if you were to superimpose those images or to even run a montage, it would be difficult to tell the difference. And I do agree. That is true.
The only giveaway that there is a difference is the pink hair. From yesterday. Well. Otherwise, no. I mean, throwing rocks again yesterday. Third assassination attempt against our brave ICE or Border Patrol agents yesterday by liberal lunatics. Terrorists, quite frankly. Radicalized jihadists against the United States government. There's no difference. I mean, I saw it. I mean, that iconic imagery of Iraqi citizens throwing chunks of concrete at that's the left now. And I mean, in order to do a standard immigration raid, you have to bring in the military.
They have to be armed.
Yes, heavily.
Yeah.
It looks like a war. Watch it. I got a lot of it on my feed this morning on X. If you took, Roger, and you interspersed the columns of heavily armored vehicles from parts of Iraq, parts of California, you can't tell the difference. It's the same. If you catch a vehicle in it, you could tell it's modern. Other than that, no, it's not any different. And you have to send the military in more to deal with the militants than you do with the illegals and the gangs.
Well, the other problem is that while you have medics well equipped that are accompanying active troops in frontline situations, here you're going to have to rely on getting a local EMT operator to move into that area if you're down.
They may not respond. We saw that in L.A. That's why the National Guard had to go out.
That's the point I was about to make. They're literally afraid to go into some of those areas. They are.
Now, think about it. It's not any different from Iraq, where you had to have your EMT with you embedded in your armored vehicle to get out and help you so you don't bleed to death right there.
Exactly.
Because there's no hospital, right? There's no way. Okay, yeah. That's not any different from L.A. Let me tell you why. The biggest story, our side missed it. I've been hitting it for weeks. Go back and look at it. And it is this. It is the UK Daily Mail story about how Mayor of LA, Karen Bass, personally went to the LAPD command center. And for 2 hours, as ICE agents trapped in their federal building, surrounded by liberal terrorists who were blocking the entrances and exits violently, so she went in there 2 hours personally to make sure there was no police response.
Yep.
No EMT response.
Right.
No ambulance.
That would have covered local fire rescue, because that's essentially part of the public safety department.
Look it up. UK Daily Mail.
That struck me immediately that if something, even if it's a brick in the face, whatever, there's going to be nothing but whatever help can be provided by their colleagues on the scene. Under the circumstances,
the left may not deploy police or EMTs. We saw that in LA. And people don't understand when they say, oh, Trump sent in the National Guard. Why did he do that? He's just mean. Mm. No, he had to use, think about this, the military on U.S. soil to protect federal agents. What is that? What are you watching? Ha ha, immigration, right? No.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Crazy liberals, they're nuts. We're going to win the next election. Okay, maybe, but no. What have I been telling you? What you are watching is the loss of control of American territory. I have forecasted from the first day I did my Battleground America podcast. I said the left wants to turn these territories over to the violent gangs that they see operating no-go zones in Mexico. There are parts of Mexico you can't go into because they are completely controlled by the cartels. This is what the left wants. I said they would go into these sanctuary city vacuums and take over, and the left would help them, and we will lose territory. We are losing territory. This is reclaiming U.S. territory using the military on our own soil. Understand what you are watching. And we have not seen this, Roger.
No.
This is new.
And 3 hours from now, there is very likely to be a restraining order aimed at blowing the whistle on the entire operation.
You mean from the judge?
I do.
Yeah, the crazy judge?
Yeah.
Who is not going to get far, probably, but she says you can't round up illegals because that's racist. You can't use race to target illegal immigrants, she says.
If you hear them speaking Spanish
or
other things, but yeah.
You cannot do that. You have to ignore it. You cannot go anywhere that they work or might work, which means you can't go anyway, Roger. You just can't enforce federal immigration law. Now, here's the thing. Her throwing that in, you can't make decisions on where to go by race. That is already, the Supreme Court already ruled on that. You already can't do that. They're not using race. She threw that in to be provocative.
And in response to the ACLU complaints. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's already settled. I mean, the Supreme Court settled that, and they're not using race. They're using genuine and legitimate tips that they get about who is employing illegal immigrants, including, Roger, the Democrats are back to slaving. They truly are. This is so sad. We found 10 of Joe Biden's 300,000 children yesterday. We had to liberate them from a post-American blue Democrat-controlled territory where they were being used as, say it with me, slaves.
Yes, right.
So they're slaving again.
Yeah.
Now, how did they get there? Let's tie the whole week together, because we had this audio in the beginning of the week from Tom Homan and from the Department of Homeland Security, who put out a report saying that that Joe Biden was taking these illegal immigrants, we've lost 300,000 of these children, turning them over, no background check, no DNA test, no biometric check to see if they're related to the kid. Nothing. You want a kid, have one. There was one guy who got 42 of them.
I remember that. I remember hearing that. Yeah.
Another one, dozens and dozens, went to a strip club. And we know what happened to them. We know generally because the New York Times reported it. So you liberal trolls can't pretend it's not true. That was back when Joe Biden had only lost 89,000. They were being used as actual domestic slaves, children. That's what we just saw on this marijuana farm. And they're used as sex slaves.
Wow.
Used as sex slaves. I mean, with the one 14-year-old pregnant girl, Tom Homan talked about this week. She was picked up by two guys, criminal records, illegal immigrants, not her father. They don't even know who knocked her up. One of them did. She's living with them, cooking for them.
Okay.
They have a domestic sex slave in blue America. This is how the left wants to live, and they're sending their pink-haired Lulu Bells out. I mean, did you see that guy? He's poking at the column, throwing things, trying to stop the military column. It's like out of Iraq.
It is what the caption will say is the iconic image of a protester in Southern California.
The pink-haired man. Yeah. And, you know, our side does it. We don't get it yet, right? Who's going to rule these areas? Yeah. Who is good? It's going to be warlords in partnership with commies like Mandami. He wants to bring the communism. They want to bring the gangsters to help them rule violently and war with America. So we got this one, American military. So we've got this one chance, y'all, at the time is ticking, the clock is ticking, the left knows it, to reclaim this territory, pacify it, resettle it, much as the founders had to do, and take control, or we are going to lose parts of America. And you know, one final thought. You've heard people all your life say, hey, if America falls, there's nowhere else to run in the world.
I have.
Parts of America, Roger, are falling. They are falling. They are not among the nowhere to run. They are falling like the rest of the world. They are blue, violent, liberal territories. But we are going to take them back. But that is how we have to talk about this. We're not using the right words. We're not using the right descriptions. This is the most reminiscent of Iraq of anything I've seen in the modern era. The armored column advancing block by block against the rock-throwing militants.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not going away. And I'll tell you why it's not going away. This Epstein thing. When you do not fess up to the public and they expected you to, when you promised that you would release the Epstein information, you do not, you are, in the public's eye, protecting pedophiles. And for many, it is a step too far. Folks, this was look, President Trump has had the most epic of 2 weeks, not just of his presidency, of any presidency I've ever seen. In terms of everything he's accomplished, with maybe the exception of Reagan and the wall. I mean, this has been massive the last 2 weeks. And the Epstein thing just blew it all to pieces. It's not going away. And it's becoming more and more and more problematic. And the reason is because there are a lot of people who know. There's too many threads for the Department of Justice to say, hey, we've seen it all. Trust us. We're releasing nothing. Screw your FOIAs. Oh, and by the way, we're ending any investigation. You'll never see it. And he killed himself. And then we find out, folks, this is stunning that Pam Bondi did this. I mean, we've got to have questions about this. Bondi, Bongino, Kash Patel release a video that they tell us is the proof he killed himself, so investigation closed. And then we find out the video, which if you've seen, it's pretty famous now, focuses on two doors. One of them is a security closet. The other is not Epstein's cell. Well, where is the video of Epstein's cell? Oh, that camera failed. That's not video of Epstein's cell? No. So when you say the video is the justification for we're closing the case, no more investigation, sealing it, we're done, you look like you're covering something up. It's a bad, bad look. There's too many loose ends for the public to buy this just because the Trump administration said so. And now Trump's personal attorney, longtime attorney, Alan Dershowitz, and longtime friend, has come out and said, no, there's an Epstein list. I know, because I've seen it. Now, remember, Dershowitz was accused of being an Epstein abuser, went through a very long legal process. You may remember it. Lawsuits, countersuits, in which he finally got his accuser to admit she didn't have any proof he'd done it, and it was a case of mistaken identity. It wasn't him. But in the process, he went through the legal process here, and he learned a lot. I'll let him explain.
This is not an opinion. This is a fact. I have seen, remember, I was accused falsely, and the Epstein, and ultimately, I was completely cleared. The woman admitted that she may have mistook me for somebody else and withdrew all of her lawsuits. And so from day one, from the day I was accused, I said I want every document out, because I knew every document would prove I was innocent. So let me tell you, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them. But I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose what I know. But I hand to God, I know the names of people whose files are being suppressed in order to protect them. And that's wrong.
Just out of curiosity, without names, are these politicians, business leaders, both?
They're everything. And let me tell you, a lot of them are, at least one of them is somebody who was accused. Others are accusers. And the judges have said, if somebody calls themselves a victim, we're not going to give any information about them. But they may not be victims. They may be perpetrators. So we don't have information about false accusers. And we know that.
He says he's seen it. So does Elon Musk. I have racked my brain to figure out why they would do this. why you'd cover up for these people. Anna Paulina Luna can't figure it out either. She's the one running the committee in Congress. She's a Republican congresswoman. To get to the bottom of Epstein, JFK, January 6th, all of this, to get the documents the government would not turn over. She is exasperated, and she's now saying that we need to appoint a special counsel to go after the DOJ's handling of Epstein. Now, she's not saying Trump's handling of the Epstein documents or Bondi. She's saying the DOJ's. So she wants to cover the entire period through Biden, and that's fair. But this is a sign that she doesn't trust the Trump administration anymore with these disclosures. This is not going away. This has got to be handled better somehow. Shut up. We're not giving you any of the evidence is not a thing. Here's Anna Paulina Luna on Benny yesterday.
Well, I would say a special counsel is what seems to be what the American people are calling for. What I will also tell you, though, Benny, is that, you know, we haven't seen any of this information. I don't know that any member of Congress, at least on my task force, has been able to even look at some of the basics. And so give information that does not implicate victims, doesn't have CSAM, whether it's passports, whether it's the name of books, whether it's evidence, crime scenes, whatever it might be. Put it on the archives and let the American people decide for themselves. That is the only way to, I think, restore trust. And look, I want to believe that there isn't systemic corruption at the DOJ, but unfortunately, I've been in Congress and I've seen how the DOJ operates. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the Attorney General, but what it does necessarily mean is that there's a big problem over there, and that if we don't fix it, it's going to unfortunately fester, and it's going to hurt the American people. The American people trust that their government's going to do the right thing. It's been deafening how many members of Congress have been silent on this. And should we clear, also, I want to clear something up. I do not think, and I've told this to multiple media outlets because I've been getting questions on this, is Trump on the Epstein client list? No. And I'm very positive of that, because if he was, they would have released it during the election cycle. But what I do know, and what I'm seeing right now across, you know, every aspect, whether it's rich, poor, famous, not famous, people have actual concerns. Are people basically paying off people to be quiet? And that's not okay.
The only thing I can come up with is that we have a tremendous amount of control over a lot of people because of this blackmail. That control may be coming in handy right now as Trump negotiates tariffs in Europe, negotiates the mess that Joe Biden made with Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're on the cusp of letting everyone trade for oil. They're the head of OPEC in their own dollars. That crushed the dollar. Biden just so alienated those folks that they put, you know, he put us on the edge of economic Armageddon. I mean, why would you give that compromise away? It's terrible. Girls were used. It's horrible, but it was already done. Some good might as well come of it. Maybe that is their mindset. I am racking my brain to try to comprehend this. And people are not, this isn't going away. This is going to be a festering wound, and they need to deal with it one way or another. I mean, almost constantly this past week since this broke, something related to Epstein has trended with the Trump administration on X, and none of it is good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have you noticed something? You just heard Roger's news there. Read my mind. 90s, even early 2000s, really. For most of the time that teachers have been busted having inappropriate relationships with students, for decades, it was always men. It was never women. Have you noticed in the modern era, it's flipped? It's far more women abusing mostly underage boys than men. And it's just so interesting to me because we didn't think of women as predators all of those decades. But this must have been going on. And every time I talk about this, across my radio career, I get texts. I will get them on the text line right now. People will text me and say, oh yeah, that was going on in my school. And and the tone of it is often kind of laughing. Oh yeah, there was a guy, you know, who dated the teacher, and my friend dated his teacher. And it was just very accepted. It wasn't thought of as abuse the same way as if it was a male. I mean, tell me I'm wrong here. Same way as if it was like, say, a male gym teacher or something like that in one of the girls. And that's an outrage, and it hits the news. And what is he thinking? He's 33. She's 14. That's outrageous. But that's what we have again. Here are the details. Former Anderson County, South Carolina teacher arrested for grooming a teenage boy. So the investigation begins in May 2025. And the incident supposedly began with the teenage boy in 2021 and went on for 2 years. She's 33 years old now. Okay. Part of this has come out because the boy has come forward and said he was traumatized, he was abused, he's trying to get over it. Some of this, I think, is because these boys in the past did not come out and talk about this as abuse because society didn't consider it abuse. This is a change in mentality that took a very long time. Again, this was unheard of when I was in high school. 80s, 90s, 2000s, really began to hear about this, you know, widespread, where it started to flip and more of the abusers were women than men. Last 10 years, really. Listen to this, folks. These parents amaze me. Deputy said the relationship intensified as she reportedly signed the student out of school. Took him to practices and served as a supervisor for his after-school activities. And Mom and Dad not think anything of this? Hey, I'm here. She would have been what? Late 20s, early 30s? I'll pick your son up from school. Yeah, I signed him out today. The school think this is weird? She's not his mom? She's a teacher? And part of this could be different counties. You got the child in the Greenville County school system, but you've got the adult And, in, you know, you've got, it, she's teaching in Anderson County. So she's not teaching at the school where he is. Authorities said the, this is WYFF, the repeated interactions led to a prolonged pattern of abuse, which was corroborated by search warrants and ongoing cooperation with the victim's family. Victim made the decision to come forward after turning 18. Following time spent processing the experience and trauma associated with the abuse, I can promise you within 10 minutes, I'm going to go to the text line. Happens every time. And somebody's going to be on there. I had a relationship with my teacher. Ha ha. It was fun. It'll be a man who's now grown. Or yeah, no, my friend did. Oh no, everybody knew this teacher was dating this boy. And so it was the kind of thing back then. It wasn't even hidden. This has been happening to me in every market I've been in. I've been in four markets. Now this happened all the time. People tell me it's on the text. I guarantee you, I'll read you the text in the next segment. I'm not even looking at the text line right now. They'll be there. These women have been inside our school system for a very long time. They are looking for boys. They are predators and abusers, just like the men were. And they got away with it for a long, long time. According to Greenville Police Department, the investigation revealed the inappropriate relationship began with the victim was when the victim was 14. Now, listen to this. This thing's a mess. She's 33. She's in court yesterday. She's crying. She's pregnant. Not, I assume, you know, just what a mess. Because she's going to prison. That's without a doubt. According to the alleged victim's mother, the family first met Callahan, at an audition for Legally Blonde at Project Challenge Playhouse, where she was a director of musical theater productions. Following the bond hearing, the alleged victim who identified himself, he can't, and this is good for him. He is, and I'm going to play some of this audio coming up in the show. His name is Grant Strickland. He came out and gave an on-camera interview to members of the press. This is great. We need to see boys, their faces saying, I was a victim. It needs to be okay for a man to say, hey, I don't want to have sex with that woman. It needs to be okay. We need to normalize that. Our son and our family first met Nikki. This is the mom. First met Nikki at an audition for Legally Blonde at Project Challenge Playhouse, where she was director of musical productions. Our son, who was an innocent, naive 14-year-old boy, had worked hard for years in hopes of earning a lead role. Our son was finally given an opportunity, but Nikki and we were beyond thrilled for him. We truly thought she believed in his talent, was hoping that he would grow and build his confidence. We trusted her completely with our son. She seemed to be a wonderful mentor to our son and other young actors and actresses. The kids all loved her fun, energetic personality, which was fitting since she was a kindergarten teacher. Looking back, it sickens me. Knowing Nikki manipulated our son and our family, she was waiting on this opportunity. She found the perfect victim and family to prey on. Perfect. Meaning she saw our son's innocence and that he was very easily manipulated and drawn into her perfect. Meaning she saw a family who had a lot of love and kindness to share with those who needed it. Oh my, listen to this. Nikki also drew us in with her precious daughter, who was just a toddler at the time. She told us she was having marital problems and that her husband wasn't treating her well and that her own family didn't like her. That's a flag. Specifically, her mother and sister. Our hearts hurt for Nikki, and out of compassion, we welcomed her and her daughter into our lives. We believed she needed help and acceptance. We wanted to support her through what seemed to be a hard time of her life. Nikki called me her friend, even her best friend, which thrilled my soul to know our loving kindness toward her and her young daughter were making a difference in their lives. However, Nikki was abusing our trust and abusing our young teenage son right under our noses. Folks, operational rule in our home. When our children go to practice, my kids, you know, wrestle, played all kinds of sports, we sit there. We do not move. We do not leave our children alone with adults. We just don't. And it's kind of how you have to be in the modern era. You really do. That's a shame. There's a lot of great adult coaches out there and volunteers, but you don't know who's who. There's no way to know. Columns like that of heavily armed military vehicles, it was Iraq. We have to go block by block, street by street. But it's not Iraq now, it's California. I've been telling you for a long time, we will lose control of those territories. It will be post-American. I say it every day. You're watching it on your television screen. We are, folks, what you are watching is the military having to be sent in by Donald Trump to reclaim American territory. That is what this is. You see the video. I've got a lot of it up on my X this morning. Just to do an immigration raid, you need the military to keep the left-wing militants off you. It looks just like Iraq, where they have to advance block by block by block. As Democrat leadership and Democrat media egg them on with lie after lie after lie after lie. This is the kind of thing you hear now when you tune into CNN. And that's the power of CNN for half the country. For us, we know all they do is lie on a loop all day long. It's just propaganda. It's not real. But CNN has this, with the left, with half the country, this sort of imprimatur of being mainstream, being normal, being healthy, of reflecting the truth, of being, you know, real media. This is CNN this week.
We're talking about it like it's no big deal that they are kidnapping people and transporting them to concentration camps, both domestic and foreign. Yeah,
I think that's kind of insulting to, you know,
I think it's
Jewish
insulting
Holocaust.
What they're doing. Insulting to Jewish. Okay. I find it insulting that you could even fix your mouth to defend this disgusting behavior.
Are there gas ovens at these?
It's not a death camp.
It doesn't matter. It's a concentration camp.
A concentration camp. Really? This is ridiculous, but they believe it. They think they are living it through the next Hitlerian presidency. They are completely traumatized by the lying left and the Democrat leadership. They think they narrowly survived a coup by Vladimir Putin. Putin almost took over the country. Now they got Hitler Trump. They believe they're living in the pre-Nazi Germany era. They think it. They really do. That's why they attack like they do. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I am at all the soccer practices. I am usually the only parent there. Parents leave or sit in their cars, thumbing on their phones. Yeah, gotta tune in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.